Let's start at the very beginning. A sore throat, a cough in Wuhan. And in no time at all, there were
1, 2, 3.
And one went on a plane, took it overseas.
Overseas.
Overseas. And that's how pandemics get started, you see. Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Now we've got COVID-19.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's the healthy way to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Do not fear, but please stay here.
The creativity of people during this whole situation is just racking me up. We've had songs about toilet paper. We've had songs about the virus. And I mean, I have to think, are we going back to the Sound of Music here? I mean, that was pretty darn great. I wonder how Julie Andrews feels about that. Ugh. You have to, don't applaud me for that. You have to applaud my producer, Craig. So we appreciate him so much. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica J, how you doing? Absolutely having a great day today. I hope you are too, because you know what? We're all in the same boat, unless you're working. But even when you're not working, you're still supposed to be at home. Still supposed to be social distancing yourself. It's what we all do right now. And that's okay. But I want to share a little something with you right now. Because Obama crawled out from underneath his rock and made a comment that just really irks me off. Of course, criticizing Trump. We've seen all too terribly the consequences of those who denied warnings of a pandemic. We can't afford any more consequences of climate denial. All of us, especially young people, have to demand better of our government at every level and vote this fall. How did the consequences of climate denial get in there? Remember all of those items that they wanted in that third relief package? The emissions, all the climate stuff? Democrats don't care if people are dying. They are using COVID-19, the Chinese Wuhan virus, just to manipulate. To manipulate the financial situation, to manipulate the global situation. It's just unbelievable. I've got some more to go over on this, but you come first. So let's go to Kevin in Carson City. And I was going to mention this a little bit later on in the show, Kevin, but you beat me to it. So I think this is fabulous news. If you've been, you know, worried about getting your renewal for your CCW. Kevin,
Yes.
There's great news.
That's correct. I just wasn't quite sure. It says if your CCW expires after March something, then whatever your expiration date is, it's 120 days extension. Is that correct?
This is tough because I've heard both ways, Kevin. I have seen it that it goes until July 21st, but July 21st is a hard
date. So I think that because CCWs are granted by the counties, you have to check with your sheriff. Because okay, they will remain valid until July 15th. I think the reasoning behind that is that, you know, they're hoping this goes away in April. They hope it goes away in May, in June. So if it does go away in June, then that gives you time to the July 15th date. Do you see what I mean? But if this carries on, say it goes until, say the COVID-19 shutdowns and scares and everything goes until June, what they will do is they will extend the July 15th date. They will look at that in the future and see if they need to extend it out. So if your permit expires between basically now and July 15th, don't worry about it. They are still going to honor it. But once we get into June, if everything is back to normal, you only have until July 15th to get it taken care of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. Mine doesn't expire until October, so I guess I'm kind of out of the ballgame on that one.
Yeah, because hopefully things will be well back to normal, and you'll be able to get your class and everything like that before you go into renewal. So, but thank you for bringing it up, because I think it is hard for people to understand. And hopefully we've made that clarification. But this is coming from the Nevada Sheriffs and Chiefs Association. So this is supposed to be blanketing all of the different counties. But you know what, Kevin? I have confidence really in no one. So I know that's a terrible way to live life, but always check with your own sheriff's department if you have a question about it. But this is how I am looking at it from the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for having your CCW as well. And
can I add one more? Can I add one more thing, real quick?
Absolutely.
That Sound of Music song that you played at the beginning of the hour.
Yes.
You can play that anytime you want. That just lifted my spirits.
That was a brightening song, was it? I mean, even the subject matter was kind of... It puts a song in your heart. Makes me think of Julie Andrews. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for putting a smile on my face after having to talk about all these different things that we go through. And here I was just mentioning, you know, they're just... pushing this climate change. The Democrats are just pushing and pushing and pushing. And it's really becoming maddening. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has already put out there that they're going to investigate Trump. As soon as this calms down, or even if it doesn't calm down, Nancy Pelosi has admitted that they're thinking about and considering investigating Trump and his late to the party attitude, as you might say. Well, Dr. Birx, she really is the voice of reason in all of this. It's been wonderful to watch her handling all this. She had praise from both sides because of her work with the HIV epidemic when that all first started. Democrats and Republicans, but remember, this was how many decades ago? So they still had a tendency to work together. Dr. Birx revealed exactly who's to blame, though, for any lack of preparation with the U.S. addressing the coronavirus. And in my opinion, yeah, she's right, but I would have added the Obama administration in there for putting it at risk for not resupplying and making sure hospitals were resupplied with what they needed in case of another epidemic or pandemic. Okay. But her response for the lack of preparation here is because of China. Because China is not being honest. We're missing all kinds of data. Who, the World Health Organization, which is a subsidiary of the UN, is praising China. Praising China for what they did, for how they got over it, for locking their people down, padlocks on doors. China's not being honest. And the World Health Organization is covering for them. More people have died and have contracted COVID-19, especially in the beginning, than was ever reported. Records have been destroyed. I don't think we'll ever have the actual number. It's not the Chinese people. I feel bad for them. I feel extremely bad for them. They're good people. It's a beautiful culture. It's the communist Chinese regime, those in charge, those who make the decisions that are at fault for all of this. Just saying. Michael, stay on the line. We're going to take a quick break so I can actually stay on time here, but we'll be back with more of your calls at 884-9910 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Part of the fun and the thrill is having you on with me. 884-9910. Michael's on the line right now, wants to share something with us. And Michael, I have a feeling I know exactly what you're going to mention. So let's get Michael on the line. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling the show. So what did you want to address? What did you want to address about Australia?
Well, Australia has an Australian 60 Minutes. And last night with Tucker Carlson, they discussed what's gone on in China. And actually, they've come to say that this actually started in December, early December in China. They've covered it up. Three of the people that have said something about the situation with regards to this. One of them is dead, and two of them are missing. Mm-hmm. And they've attributed this to an open market that is in close proximity to a testing lab that they have, and they're saying that it has to do with some bats.
Yes. And it has also been discovered that there's some working with these bats that it can't be transmitted to humans. And there's also that little situation that I've been reading up on at Harvard with the professor who had the virus and it was manipulated, and somebody was arrested from China as they were trying to leave this country with vials of the virus. So, this guy was working with the Chinese government. He was getting paid by China under the table. Harvard throws their hands up and says, we didn't know anything about it. If you want to look at this for yourself, if you think Michael and I are just, you know, oh, you conspiracy theorists, you know, we have this thing called the Department of Justice. You can go in to the Department of Justice's press releases and filings, and you can find all of this because these people have been arrested. The problem is, we have to rely on Australia's news people and on the BBC's news people, who are real investigative journalists, to come up and actually get the information, because people in America, journalists in America, won't speak up. I mean, we've already had China kick out three journalists from reputable papers like the Wall Street Journal, because they're trying to get real information. They're not playing along with the Chinese propaganda machine. So, Michael, thank you so much for getting this, getting people talking about this, because you have to understand, we're behind in the game because China wanted us behind in the game. Let's go to Mike in Gardnerville. Hi, Mike. What did you want to mention on this?
Hey, Marco. You didn't mention all those mobile crematoriums they had all through China, just burning day and night, these bodies. Yeah. And we don't know how many dissidents were they took care of then also and got rid of.
Well, because we know that China does not care, or the communist Chinese government does not care about the Chinese people. I mean, the humanitarian violations that they impose on their own people is just ridiculous. Yet, you know, the NBA and Disney and everybody has to fight for China because of the money. Yeah,
and they have their own version of the NSA and these fusion centers like we do that spy on us. So we have the same thing that China has in place we have here also. So people should keep that in mind.
Yeah, that is true. That's a scary thought, but that is true. So, Mike, thank you so much for the...
Thank you.
For calling in. I'm getting calls all the time, too, of why are there FEMA trailers around the Sparks and Reno areas? Why are these FEMA camps being set up? Those trailers were supposed to be set up for quarantine. I guess it's just a just-in-case attitudes. These are the trailers that have just rolled in. They're from around the country. We're not going to know what things are going to be used for. The coolers that we're seeing pop up all over the places. The makeshift morgues. We have Dr. Fauci telling us that there, you know, and going through the president, there's going to be 100,000 deaths within the next couple of weeks. That's a scary thought. But who is it intended to scare? The media, when you watch that, I watch all the briefings that the president puts out there, and the questions that the media still puts up to him. Are you going to take responsibility for not acting on this quicker if the you know what? The past is the past. Let's move forward every single day. Move forward. We can sit around an armchair quarterback and play the blame game. But the problem's here. The problem is now. China's fault? Totally. But this is America. So we will overcome. It doesn't matter what they throw at us. They're not going to throw nuclear weapons at us because, well, that would destroy their way of life as well. So they're going to throw targeted viruses at us. They're going to put out propaganda, and our media is going to put out misinformation. I can only take you so far down the trail. You have to do a little bit of the work on your own. When we look at the setbacks that we're having right now, kids being out of school, I think it's great. I, along with Quality of Life Reno, tried to get you to keep your kids out of school one day. Nobody did it. Now you've got your kids home. Now you can talk about their education. Now you can turn them on to reading. Get them off the video games. Start talking about the Constitution. Start talking about what the founding fathers laid their lives down for. You think a lot of people died because of the coronavirus? A hell of a lot more people died in the founding of this country because they knew what was at stake, our freedoms, our liberties. And more people are going to continue to die if we don't finally put our foot down and say no more. It is America first. We'll be back after this Fox News update with a very, very, very special guest here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What's on your mind? 884-9910. Anybody can call in. You can talk about anything you want, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We've been talking a lot about unemployment, how people are getting signed up, what's going on. But it's tough because look at all the hundreds of thousands, oh no, I'm sorry, millions of people who are trying to do it all at once. Seems like everybody's trying to help out in the ways that they can. I have a smart mouth. I was told as a kid I had a smart mouth, and I was threatened a few times. You better watch that smart mouth. But the reason I am the way I am is because of this woman who is joining us right now. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Monica J. How are you?
Oh, please. You know that's not what you call me in public.
I know. But, you know, I was told to be nice, so I figured I would be nice. But I still have that bar of soap if you ever want to borrow it.
No, I'm good. People aren't so upset with the language that I use anymore. So we're on tough times. I try to help my parents and my mom as much as I can, but you know, $100 here and $100 there doesn't really do anything. Credit cards
That's
are being
more
used.
Than you think.
Yeah, I know, Mommy. Credit cards are being used more than ever right now because, well, people are unemployed and they still have that credit. But you've actually been calling to some of the banks to help you out because you have credit card debt as well.
Yes, I do. And I also, like 99% of the people, I've got a mortgage that I have to pay. And your dad and I are on Social Security and your brother's on SSI. And those three incomes do not even come close to paying just for the essentials, like the food and electricity and phone and everything like that. So I was able to get a hold of Chase Bank, which I'm new with Chase because they bought out my contract from my original owner, of the mortgage. And I was very surprised that immediately I was able to talk to somebody on the phone, and they extended the mortgage for 90 days. And wow. They said all I had to do was contact my bank and put a stop on the automatic withdrawal. And so I did that, and they put a stop on it. All I have to do is get out of quarantine long enough to go down and sign the legal papers, and it was fantastic. Being self-employed, I still have a small business situation that I'm trying to solve, and that hasn't been as easy, but we're still working on it to see, because I have vendors, which would be classified as an independent contractor. And so I don't have payroll. And so a lot of the Small Business Administration loans are strictly to keep your employees employed and giving them a payroll check. Well, they told me that being a minister and doing wedding ceremonies was not an essential business, that people didn't need to get married, I guess. And they didn't need antiques or that type of a service. So being non-essential in this world of today, it's been a lot harder to try and get an SBA loan, but we're still working on it.
Well, and that's the problem that a lot of people are facing with the non-essential moniker that has been put out by the different governors. And what I get frustrated with is there's still this ongoing process, as if you heard from the news, you know, our breweries claimed as non-essential. The restaurants, though, who can do the same thing that they could do with curbside pickup, they're considered essential. So the whole list from state to state of what is essential and what is not essential is just not right, I think, especially when we have this economic shutdown. But have you contacted any of the credit card companies or just the mortgage company?
Just the mortgage company. The credit card companies, I felt they're very important because I want to keep my credit up. However, I was more worried about the actual mortgage and the small business, because I need to be able to protect those 14 vendors that rely on me to get a check every month. And being shut down completely, I have nothing. And that doesn't pay for the electricity. City of Reading is trying to work with people, because we have to keep all of those facilities going in order to be able to have something to go back to whenever this is over with. And that's my main concern right now. And then, because I have most of my credit cards come due after the Social Security check comes in, so I got a couple of weeks to work on them still. But right now, I need to make sure that my vendors are taken care of and guided as to what they can possibly do as being a small vendor themselves.
All right.
And besides that, my daughter sends me food through Amazon, so I'm covered on food right now.
And I just did get a notice that something is in the mail today. So, and today, yesterday was payday, so there'll be a little something else in there for you. So,
yeah,
all right, we'll have our private conversation later, but it is nice to know that the banks are stepping up with the relation to mortgages, at least Chase. So we'll give them some credit.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy with them. And just for information, the breweries here in California are able to go ahead and be essential, but it has to be curbside. So there's a lot of mason jars going out the doors right now.
It's like the old days of the moonshine runners. That's pretty nice.
You got it.
Okay, well, yep. there you go. You know, California is to Nevada, whole different set of rules. So, Mommy, I'll talk to you later. Love you much. And
all right,
be safe. But get those papers signed.
You too. Yep.
All right. I'll call my mommy later for all the private stuff. But there you have it. You know, it's, wow. California seems to be taking a lot better care of their businesses. Well, in some respects, because lodging short-term rentals in California considered non-essential. But in Nevada, essential. You'd think that, yes, it should be left up to the states, but maybe if we had better leadership, maybe we'd be a little bit more on the same page. Electromagnetic pulse, China by the end of day. Problem solved. That was an email from John. Yeah, John, that's... Let's not take it out on the people of China. Let's make sure that the communist regime in China, they're the ones that need to be held accountable. If you have a question on unemployment, anything like that, please go to the YouTube channels that we were talking about earlier with Rosa Mendez, the PIO for the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, because we're getting calls and I'm getting emails from people that they are really helping out. They are getting people the information that they need. This is not the first time that they've been through this problem. Okay. They kind of had these scenarios worked out. So they have the tutorials. And whether you've had an account before, whether you started the process and messed it up, like I usually do, and you keep screaming to yourself, I need help, I need help. You don't necessarily have to have somebody on the phone to help. So check out the tutorials on YouTube, and hopefully that will make it easier for you to file for your unemployment. If you have a mortgage, contact your mortgage holder. I wish there was something more, though, for those independent contractors, for those self-employed people. They're working on a fourth relief package now. Hopefully we'll see more in there. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. If not, we all just keep supporting each other, because that's what we do as a community. When people need food, we get them food. When people need a wave, a smile, we give them what they need. Which sucks, because I'm a hugger and I just can't hug anybody right now. Today is today. Tomorrow is going to be totally different, and we're going to have a whole new set of circumstances. We're going to have a whole new set of issues. We can't answer those questions until we actually get to that point. So all I ask you to do is not panic, and think about those around you. It gets so tiresome, doesn't it, of thinking just of ourselves? Because we all do it. Some more than others. But many people have said it. I'm no different. But we are going to get through this. No help from the media that has caused all the panic, though. We'll be back after this with your calls, your thoughts, even your texts. 884-9910. That's also our text line. Or traffic or news tips. You could win something, too. Even with all that's going on, we're still giving stuff away. It's the Monica J Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT.
KKFT. I hope you're having a relaxing day, unless you're off to work. Have people still working, going through the stress, or finding a job? There are jobs to be had out there. Might not be what you want, but it's just temporary. It's just something to help make the ends meet. One of the things I'd like to do, or I'd like to see the government do, is at least go to the banks and say, you know what? No interest payments. People are paying like 25% interest on credit cards. Anywhere between 14 to 25%. Why? Because the credit card companies can get it. That would help out a lot of people if you suspend those interest payments 3-4 months. Let people do minimum payments. We're all in this together. Why force people into bankruptcy and then you don't get anything? You just write it off. Let's go to my email, monica@991fmtalk.com from this morning. Good morning, Monica. I just wanted to vent again. Hey, I'm cool with that. I wanted to see what your thoughts with Washoe County School using online school learning and their distance learning. Also, what about the closed door meetings? They had a closed door to public meeting yesterday, and now we suddenly have a superintendent. Yep. I have to say, I really don't have many nice things to say about local schools. I do feel our children will get more from being away from their many distractions than battling them. Thanks. Love your show. It doesn't matter if the kids are in a classroom or at home doing the online learning thing, because it's still the curriculum of the Washoe County School District. It is still the same lessons, the same horrible grading systems. Only when parents get involved. Now maybe you're home. Take a look at the lessons. Sit there with your kids and see what they're learning. Because they can learn a hell of a lot more from you and what we're going through right now. How overbloated the government is. What it was supposed to be like. The differences, the fundamental differences between different parties. It's a time for you to take control of your child's education. We might even come out on the other hand better for this school shutdown. Wouldn't that be nice? I actually think it's kind of a positive, but only if parents are looking at what the kids are being taught. Still the same school books. Remember, school books are written by someone's interpretation of history. It's not always the exact non-biased word of history. Look at what our school books have now. That capitalism is racist. Think about that when you're helping the kids crack the books. I mean, face it. At some point, everything is going to be online. Literally everything. Education, healthcare, government. It's not good. I had to leave you with a little bit of a laugh there. Put a smile on your face. We'll be back tomorrow. And remember, when they say stay home, that doesn't mean that you can't go out in your backyard and get some of this gorgeous sunshine on your face. Throw the ball around for the dogs or the kids. Doesn't matter. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow on the Monica Jay Show with more of your thoughts. Might even delve into 5G a little bit. It's all about us. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.